Welcome to the Scarlet Blue and You podcast. I'm Lauren Yass, your Scarlet Blue and You host and HLGU alumni director. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm coming to you from the Burt Studio on the nearly spring HLGU campus. It's kind of doing one of those reverting back to really cold, but we're handling it. We're doing great. Easter is close. It's going to be fun. All right, so springtime at HLGU is always an exciting time. Students, faculty, and staff are gearing up for finals, graduation, the end of the semester, and my office, the Institutional Advancement Office, is busy prepping for our fourth annual Day of Giving. And along with Day of Giving, we're also excited for our dorm renovation campaign, Bring Back the Legacy, which includes renovating two iconic dorms, Pulliam Hall and Crouch Hall. So joining me today is my boss and the VP of Institutional Advancement, Dr. Ray Carty. So
hey,
welcome,
Lauren,
Dr.
Thank
Carty.
You. Thanks for including me today. Happy to be here.
I think other than Mrs. Burt, you're probably my most frequent guest.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You mean I've been here twice?
Yeah, this is number three, I think. So exactly.
Okay.
All right. So let's begin. Day of Giving.
Yeah.
It's April 11th and 12th, which is a Thursday and Friday.
Yes, it is.
Noon to noon.
Great.
Our goal is 250 gifts. And remember, couple gifts, people that are married or together, they count as two gifts, which is very exciting. And so we want to do 250 gifts in 24 hours.
We do. And you take the lead on this whole event project. And I really appreciate that very much. I think this is our fourth year for a Day of Giving. And it's been very successful and supportive of what we want to do at Hannibal Grange.
Yeah, God
what
has
needs
really
to be
blessed
accomplished.
It.
He really has. So thank you for taking the lead on that.
My pleasure. My pleasure. It's good job security, too. We can say stuff like that on the podcast.
Can we?
I guess so. So we have, we've been blessed with a matching gift challenge for this year. Would you like to talk about that?
Oh, man. We have a group on campus called the Board of Visitors. And the Board of Visitors, well, I said on campus, but they come to campus for meetings. But they're really a group of community and alumni friends of Hannibal LaGrange that want to support the work that God is doing at Hannibal LaGrange. And you'll hear me say that a lot because I really want us as an institution to focus not just on Hannibal LaGrange, but on the work that God is doing in students' lives, in faculty and staff's lives, in community lives, in relevant education, in transforming our community and students at Hannibal LaGrange. So this group comes, the Board of Visitors come to support that work on campus. And largely they help us fundraise sometimes and other activities as well. But this year, the Board of Visitors group has committed to a $75,000 match. So for anyone that makes a contribution on our Day of Giving, which is 11th and the 12th, 24 hours, they will match that up to $75,000. So it will be doubled. Your gift will be doubled up to $75,000. And we're so thankful that they made that commitment.
Yeah. And it's so inspiring for people. They get so excited when their $100 gift is actually a $200 gift because of our Board of Visitors. So, and then if you're married and your person is in our system because either you're alumni or you both given, then it counts as two gifts instead of just one gift. So we can get a lot of goals met with cool matches like this.
Very helpful. Very helpful.
So just a reminder, last year we received 267 gifts.
We did.
And we raised nearly $144,000. So we can meet this challenge.
We can, and we're going to, and we're going to go forth.
It's going to be a great day.
Just appreciate the, keep watching all the social media posts and all the things that are going out. Cards have gone out in direct mail. Lots of activity. Activity started already, I think, Lauren.
Yes, we are already over, I think, $5,000.
People have started giving already and designated it for a day
of giving. Yeah, as long as we see that it is your Day of Giving gift.
Yeah.
We will count it.
We will count it. We would like to count it.
We would. We love counting them. All right. So we usually have special projects or designations during Day of Giving. And this year we have three. Of course, you can always put your gift towards anything that is special, near and dear to your heart. But there are three areas that we would love for you to consider giving your gift to. One being student scholarships.
Yep.
So we make HLGU as affordable as possible for our students.
Indeed.
The annual fund, which helps pay for things like utilities, salaries, stuff that the school needs to be a school. And then our last item is the Bring Back the Legacy campaign, which is totally new. Let's talk about it.
Well, let me first say that every year Hannibal LaGrange offers to our students between $4 and $5 million in scholarships, just to try to make it affordable so that students can be comfortable here when they study and learn and that kind of thing. So $4 to $5 million. So we need some underwriting for that as mm-hmm. well. And so we really appreciate the money that's given to scholarships. Operations is always important because we have a lot of overhead at Hannibal LaGrange, our buildings and that kind of thing. But what we would like to really do this year as well is a little renovation project. A couple of dorms that have been vacant for a year, maybe more than that, in one of them. And we would like to bring those back to life. One is Crouch Dorm. Crouch was built in 1956. It's been a men's dorm this whole time.
It was your dorm.
It was my dorm. Yeah. I lived on the sea. Go up the front stairs, turn to the left. First room on the left was
nice.
Mine. I lived there. It was my home for 2 years. Well, a year and a half. And a little bit more, but really would like to bring that dorm back to life. It's actually in pretty good shape, but we did have a water leak mm-hmm. not quite a year ago, and it took out some ceiling, some lighting, some restroom area, some carpet tile. So we're working on that right now as well, and we really would like to have that restored, some lobby work, a little bit of brick work as well, because it's old enough now that there's been a little bit of deterioration in some mm-hmm. of the brickwork, and so we're working on that as well. The HVAC system is a little bit aged as well,
yeah.
and so we'd like to do something with that. So we have quite a project in Crouch, mm-hmm. but it will be quite usable. And then Pulliam, we'd like to focus on the first floor of Pulliam. Pulliam hasn't been used for a number of years now. However, we did use it for quarantine during our COVID mm-hmm. period of COVID. We used it for quarantine then, but it is such an iconic, as you have used that word, and symbol on our campus. It's one of the original dorms that was built here when we moved here from LaGrange in 1928-29. Three buildings were built, the administration building, Nun Cook for men, and Pulliam for women. And we want to make the first floor of Pulliam really very attractive, very mm-hmm. comfortable for women to live in again, the lobby to be a very welcoming place, and to upgrade some of the bathrooms need upgrading, some of the electrical wiring needs, some of the walls need. But we will retain that historic wood trim mm-hmm. that people are accustomed to, and we really want to work on that some as well. We are having an open house.
Yeah, we are.
To look at those, April the 4th, Thursday evening from mm-hmm. 4:30 to 6:30, we're going to have an open house. So if anyone would like to come and look at Pulliam or look at Crouch as it is now before renovation starts, I hope you'll come out. Lauren has added a little bit to that. Lauren's going to have refreshments.
Yes, yes.
And a drawing.
I put stuff in the press release, and he signed off on it. So we're having them.
I didn't know until you put it in there, but that's okay.
It'll be fun. There'll be cookies.
It will be fun. Yeah.
We'll have a little drawing. Yeah, bring your kids. Bring your family. Show them where you spent time at HLG, where you formed the bonds that I know you have.
Since this was announced on social media, and Lauren has taken most of the responsibility for that, many, many testimonials have been coming in mm-hmm. about particularly life in Pulliam.
Right.
And family life there, and the just interactions, the
right.
decisions that were made in that dorm, life-changing kind of mm-hmm. decisions and friends were made in that dorm. So we want to keep that going for other young women as well.
For sure. So when is the work going to begin?
Well, we have a group coming, and really what is driving some of this immediacy is we had an opportunity for a group called Campers on Mission to come and volunteer their time to do this renovation. So labor will be provided. Campers on Mission is a group that provides labor for churches and other religious institutions that have a focus on evangelism and want to uplift God and Christ. And so they've chosen Hannibal LaGrange this year if we can host them. And there will be about 120 people on campus. They will do a variety of things, from construction work to sewing to quilting to all kinds of things on campus. But the people that come with Campers in Mission are really skilled people that can really do the construction work, that can do it right, can do it correctly. And so we want to support them. And to do that, we frankly and truthfully need some resources to support them.
Right.
We have a list of materials. If someone might want to donate some materials like floor tile or ceiling or can lighting or bathroom facilities, everything like that, we have lists available on our website.
Right.
And then we have physical lists in our office as well. And we will have some lists the night of the April the 4th, the open house, that people can look at as well if they want to designate something. But cash is always king, and so that can provide some things as well. But we do need to do some fundraising to support this group of Christian men and women that are coming, dedicating themselves for a week, April the 21st through the 27th, to rebuild two dorms on our campus.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's quite a gift.
It is a gift.
Yeah, so we need drywall. We need materials, or else they're just going to be standing around.
Oh, we need drywall. Sound has been a bit of an issue in Crouch Dormitory, so we would like to put acoustic tile, sound deadening tile in our ceiling, and so there are things like that. We use carpet tiles. We have some flooring that needs to be laid. We have some kitchen areas in the directors' apartments in those two dorms that need some attention as well, some kitchen cabinetry, just all kinds of things like that that we need. But, yeah, a lot of drywall.
Yeah.
And a lot of ceiling and a lot of flooring, and then lots of other opportunity as well.
Yeah, and if you do get to come to the open house, we're going to have some renderings there from the architect. We're going to have some materials there of the new flooring, and
God has blessed Hannibal
LaGrange. It'll just be a cool opportunity.
Yeah, well, in a variety of ways, but one of them is the way that he's been forming our board of trustees as well. One of our trustees, Doug Kuba, is an architect, and he's volunteering some time. He's been on campus to look at those two dorms, and he's done some renderings as well that will be, as you said, on display in the for the open house or in our office following that. But he has donated those in his time as well, and we really appreciate that. He's a trustee. He's also an architect in the St. Louis area.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
No, this is exciting. I did not live on campus as a student. I lived at home because home was 2 minutes away.
You probably
should
have lived on campus.
I really should have, but people thought I lived on campus because I spent that much time in Pulliam Hall.
Exactly.
Like, my mom knew to call the lobby phone to look for me, which was so embarrassing to me as a 19-year-old.
I understand.
Like, Lauren, your mom's on the phone. She wants to know where you are. I said, well, obviously she knows where I am because she called. Sorry, Mom.
But as you said, I lived in Crouch.
Yeah.
Elaine lived in Kleckner, actually. Not Pulliam, but Kleckner. And then both of our daughters lived in Lewis Brown and apartments on campus as well. So our family has that residential experience. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So do people have to wait till Day of Giving to give?
No, as
no.
we talked about already. No, go ahead. Designate it for Day of Giving.
We don't want you to forget.
And on
if it's on your mind.
Giving, we will be posting numbers, including those numbers, and showing support for Hannibal LaGrange. And once again, let me say, don't just give to Hannibal LaGrange, but give and commit to the work that God is doing through Hannibal LaGrange. Have you looked at the news lately? I mean, just look at the news and hear about all of the institutions of higher education that are just the opposite of Hannibal LaGrange. Just the opposite. Hannibal LaGrange is a strong academic program that's housed in an environment of Christian influence so that students can go out and be Matthew 5. And I say that little sentence a lot, but that's important to me because not only are we educating in strong academic work for a vocation, but we're also providing a biblical worldview so that they can go out and transform communities and other people. Only Christ can transform us spiritually, but we can lift each other and transform each other to a higher level and introduce them to that Christ through our vocation. You know, lots of lost people are not in churches. Most lost people are not. They're in the world. They're in the community. So as our students go out and be salt and light in their world, whatever their world is, mm-hmm. whether it's business or music or nursing or theater or whatever it might be, they can introduce people to Christ through the vocation. We have to be good in our vocation to gain the respect and then show them Jesus. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the moon reflects the sun. It pulls it to the moon and reflects it back. And that's what we should do. It's okay to pull people to us so long as we reflect it back to Christ. Mm-hmm. That's what we want our students to do. That's what we want people to come alongside us to give resources and time and talent to work through Hannibal LaGrange for mm-hmm. that ministry. I used this in our devotion Monday morning, but again, I read a little thing from William Carey, who was really the father of international missions, that spent 41 years, modern missions, 41 years in India. But he said, expect great things from God, attempt great things for God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that vein that we want people to come alongside us.
Yeah. No, that's why I love HLG. I love our mission. I love our students. And I love the people that I get to see every day.
Indeed.
So it's a special place.
It is indeed.
Okay. Well, on that note, thanks so much for joining the podcast. I just want to do a quick recap. April 4th is our Pulliam Hall and Crouch Hall open house from 4:30 to 6:30. All are welcome. There will be light refreshments and a drawing.
And one thing I neglected to say was, for only $10,000, you can name a dorm room
That's right.
after you or someone else.
We'll put your name on the
door. There are lots of naming opportunities as well.
So, really are. Right. Yeah, on the website. And
back
we'll make sure
you.
The link is with this podcast.
Bring back the legacy.
That's right. And then April 11th and 12th, noon to noon, is the fourth annual HLGU Day of Giving. 250 gifts, 24 hours. Feel free to give today. Mark your gift as Day of Giving, and it will count towards our goals.
Will.
All right. So please pray for our Day of Giving and the dorm renovation campaign. This is a huge project in a short amount of time for us. Dr. Carty, would you like to pray us out?
Let's do it. Pray with me. Father, we thank you once again just for allowing us to come to you. You say that we should ask you what we want you to do. And Father, I pray through this method and through our hearts that we are asking for the right things. But Father, I pray that you will work in the lives of students at Hannibal LaGrange. I pray that you will work in the lives of faculty and staff at Hannibal LaGrange. And I pray that you will work in the lives of those alumni and friends that want to be part of what we're doing, or that you want them to be part of what we're doing, Father. Work in their lives. I thank you so very much. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thanks for listening to the Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. Remember, keep a song in your heart, preferably the HLGU alma mater, and Hannibal LaGrange in your mind.